For you this morning, the supplemental stuff, they all working on it and getting it, but the house is not in session, and it'll be ready for them when the house will be asked to go to work on supplemental for Collins and Justice and the rest of them as soon as they come back.
Well, if I can just say that it'll be ready as soon as they come back. That'll.
Well, I just say it'll be transmitted as soon as they come back. It's ready now.
Good. Okay, sir. Have you had any other conversations?
No, I don't think of any.
Okay. I might be, could I say something like this, that you discussed the question of the appropriation with the staff members, and that there will be one ready to go back when, be ready to send up to Congress once they get back to you.
Say, I've discussed, yeah, that's all right. It's ready now, as I say, George. We've got a request, and I'm going to use them, even though we don't have appropriations right now. But see, Justice is going on, taking on its work, and we'd send it today if it were a congressman session.
I understand. Okay, sir. Did you ever get the governor of Mississippi, sir?
Yeah, I talked to him over the phone. I don't think I ought to say more than we said yesterday that I talked to him. I heard it on CBS News before I talked to him. And I ran and grabbed the phone after I'd done it. I thought that I said I was going to talk to him, but you got it announced out there, and they got it out, and I was afraid it insult him. We got to be awfully careful in discussing what we say at him at all, because that's inflammatory. One little word you say may kick off a revolution. So I just stay away from that as far as I could. I indicated I was going to talk to him yesterday, but before I could get to it, the damn things on CBS that I had. So either you made a mistake there in briefing, or CBS is not reliable, whoever's traveling with you.
Well, I thought you said you were going to talk to him as soon as you hung up from me, sir.
I didn't get to, and it is on the thing that I had, and
do you have any plans today that I ought to tell them about, or just...
No, AP and Life up here with boat chasing us yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, they got a picture, sir.
I guess we can't go there anymore, so I don't know what we can do. I'd like to go over there.
Well, I think if you just let them get one or two pictures, they'd leave it alone.
I don't particularly like to get pictures out in my shorts.
No, let a picture say of you standing behind the wheel of the boat. Something like that.
Well, then I have to spend a year on the boat. Who owned it, how much it cost, all that stuff.
Well, they're going to ask me all that today anyway. I'm just going to say I don't know. Anything I should tell them about church or anything like that tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid to go to church. I'm afraid somebody will have a flat. And they'll have screaming headlines that we just barely missed having a wreck with the president.
Incidentally, that business of Atchison to Cyprus, not to Cyprus, but to be, like they call it, an observer in the talks or something like that, is leaked. Murray Martyr had it nailed down on this morning's Washington Post.
They gave out, the State Department gave out a statement.
Yeah, I know it. They weren't supposed to give the statement out till tonight, but Murray got the thing last night.
I didn't know when But I don't guess it makes much difference.
No, it doesn't make much difference. The only important thing there is that the source be the State Department rather than the White House. Rather the announcement come out of the State Department. You've received 4th of July messages from Hume and...
Who else, Mac?
Hume and De Gaulle, which are on their way down. You may have gotten you already, I don't know.
The courier just come in, but I haven't had a chance to look over his stuff. Have you?
No, sir. It comes in. They come direct.
I was asking Buzz here.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I heard the briefing had to be at 10:30. Well, I was calling you. I thought it's 10:30 now. I looked at my own clock.
Okay, sir.
How does AP's picture look?
I have it here. It's,
Can you tell anything about
it? I can't recognize anybody in the picture.
Well, that's good.
Except you.
Can you recognize me?
Yes, sir. It's taken from the port side of the boat. And it's just a broadside picture. There are a man and a woman seated in the bow that I don't recognize, although the woman might be Mrs. Morrison. Then there are three men, one smoking a pipe, sitting up in the on the roof of the lounge or whatever they call it. One of the men could be Billy Bailey, although I don't know. Then on the starboard side, you can see two women standing. One has her hand half over her face, obviously shading her eyes, and might be Lindbergh because it's quite tall. And the other one might be Mrs. Johnson, simply because the hair is very dark. Then you're sitting on the roof. Then there's a girl in a bathing suit to your right. Rather good-looking girl, although I can't make it out who it is.
Linda?
No, sir, not Linda. I think Linda's standing on the other side of the boat. And there's a girl on your left. The girl on the right's in a bathing suit. The girl on the left in the dress. It looks like Mrs. Johnson is right behind you. The picture shows you swimming trunks, white cap, and dark glasses. And you're looking up to the right. Then there's a man standing behind the wheel of the boat that looks like A.W. There are two or three other people in under that canopy, and I can't make them out at all. Then two Secret Service agents, Arthur Godfrey and Jerry Kivett, standing in the back.
How did they know we were over?
They claim they didn't. They said that they were up there just to get some general pictures of the territory. They knew you had a place at Kingsland. And they wanted to just get some general shots, and they spotted this boat. Now, UPI also has a couple of pictures. But they can't identify anybody in it, including you.
Were they up there, too?
Yes, sir.
How'd they happen to be there? Just taking general area, too? They lying that way?
This I do not know, because the UPI man who called me was not the one up there. He said that he'd been called by a couple of these men who are from Dallas, UPI. And they told him he had this picture but couldn't identify anybody on it. This was Jim Sutherland, whom I think you know, UPI in Austin. And he said apparently they were on the bank of the river and saw this boat. He said everybody up there had said it was Lyndon Johnson's boat, so they snapped some pictures of it. But they can't identify anybody in it.
Well, what does he want? What was he telling you about? Just telling you that?
He called me and said, was the president out in the boat yesterday? And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, we've got a picture of the president in the boat. And I said, well, that's kind of a peculiar question to call me and tell me you got a picture of the president in a boat, and was he in a boat? I said, I don't know. He said, well, he can't identify it. I said, well, I don't know what good I can do you then.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to go over there this afternoon, or I'd like to go to the horse races, but I guess either one of them would be bad.
I don't think so. Horse races at the county fair wouldn't hurt you in the slightest. And, on the boat, as I said, I think if you just let me get a couple of pictures of you standing behind the wheel or something like that, that'd be that. I haven't seen this picture printed anywhere, but I know they put it out in the wire last night.
What are you going to tell them when I ask you about the boat?
I'm just going to tell them I don't know anything about it. Which I don't. I mean, all I know is the picture that I've got.
Jimmy Banks' story is awfully ugly. Did you read it this morning?
Yeah, I thought that was the only bad one. I wouldn't say awfully ugly, but it was a bad one. The others I thought were very good.
Why does he have to be bad, you reckon?
I don't know. I think that for some reason I've never been able to fathom. Jimmy just never liked him. I don't know why. It's must be something that goes back a few years.
He's got a UPI boy that patrols the house, just rides up and down the road all the time. Has to keep one highway cop watching him, be sure he's the same one that hadn't got a gun.
There'll be an AP man staked out there somewhere too, sir. If you haven't seen him, just haven't been able to find him yet.
How do you know?
Well, because it's a normal operation of a wire service. You know, nobody's told me that, but they wouldn't have to, that he,
By the time we've been here before, it's just UPI.
That's the same, well, as I used to up at the Cape. They just haven't found the AP man then, sir. This happens to every president. It's just as routine as posting military guards at a fort. And unquestionably, they've probably got a couple of rooms up at Johnson City. Or Fredericksburg, more likely Johnson City.
Okay, I'll call you back 10:30 if there's anything else.
You bet, sir.